Healthline covers all facets of physical and mental health openly and objectively because it's here for the whole person, for your whole life. And because people come to it with unique challenges, it listens closely and puts empathy first across the organization. In everything from their personal perspectives to their commitment to inclusivity, you'll see that they feel with you. In this article, I offer you 10 best Healthline articles on meditation, along with my favorite quotes. 1. Daily meditation, 7 ways to make it a habit. Ever tried to pick up a new habit or teach yourself a new skill? You likely realized early on that daily practice was key to success. Well, that's true for meditation, too. It's important to meditate daily because you're cultivating a habit, explains Sadie Bingham, a clinical social worker who specializes in anxiety in Gig Harbor, Washington. She's also a longtime meditator herself. Most people won't notice the positive effects immediately, so you need a daily-ish practice in order to begin seeing the fruits of your labor, she adds. Click here to read the article Daily Meditation, 7 Ways to Make It a Habit. 2. How to Beat Drowsiness While You Practice Meditation. Meditation is often touted as a great way to relax, de-stress, and let go. And it is. In fact, meditation can be a little too effective at helping you find a state of calm. In some cases, it can even put you to sleep. If you're a more experienced meditator, you've likely found yourself in this position. So how do you stay zen and stay awake at the same time? Read on for tips on how to use meditation to relax, de-stress, and stay alert and present while doing it. 3. How to meditate when you're an overthinker. Although the idea of quieting the mind and blissing out in meditation sounds wonderfully rejuvenating, actually achieving a meditative state can be an uphill battle for those of us with overactive thoughts. If you're an overthinker, you may have come to believe meditation isn't for you. But according to experts, successful meditation is possible, even for people with busy minds. Here are 9 strategies to try. Click here to read the article, How to Meditate When You're an Overthinker. 4. Benefits of Meditation, 12 Science-Based Benefits of Meditation. The popularity of meditation is increasing as more people discover its many health benefits. You can use it to increase awareness of yourself and your surroundings. Many people think of it as a way to reduce stress and develop concentration. People also use the practice to develop other beneficial habits and feelings, such as a positive mood and outlook, self-discipline, healthy sleep patterns, and even increased pain tolerance. This article reviews 12 health benefits of meditation. Click here to read the article Benefits of Meditation, 12 Science-Based Benefits of Meditation. 5. Meditation for Depression, Why It Works and How to Start. Meditation for depression? If you feel a little skeptical at the suggestion, you're not alone. You might even think it sounds like a recommendation from the people who say depression will improve if you just smile more or think positively. Sure, meditation alone won't make your symptoms vanish, but it can make them more manageable. Here's how. Click here to read the article Meditation for Depression, Why It Works and How to Start. 6. Meditation for Sleep, How to Use Meditation for Insomnia, Better Sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep at night, you're not alone. About 35-50% trusted source of adults worldwide regularly experience insomnia symptoms. For many people, sleeping difficulty is related to stress. That's because stress can cause anxiety and tension, making it hard to fall asleep. In some cases, stress can simply worsen existing sleep issues. Meditation may help you sleep better. As a relaxation technique, it can quiet the mind and body while enhancing inner peace. When done before bedtime, meditation may help reduce insomnia and sleep troubles by promoting overall calmness. Click here to read the article Meditation for Sleep, How to Use Meditation for Insomnia, Better Sleep. 7. Meditation for Pain Relief, What to Know and How to Try It. When your chronic pain persists after you've tried conventional treatments, it may be worth a look at meditation. Even if you're skeptical, you may find a type of meditation that helps you. The scientific studies on whether meditation works to lower chronic pain have had mixed results. The wide variety of studies and methods makes them hard to compare. But the bottom line is that some studies show meditation lessens chronic pain and stress for some people. studies also show that meditation can work for beginners. Click here to read the article Meditation for Pain Relief, What to Know and How to Try It. 8. PTSD Meditation, How It Works and How to Try It. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is a fairly common mental health condition. If you have PTSD, know you have plenty of options for treatment, including therapy and medication as well as complementary and alternative medicine, CAM, approaches like meditation. Many people living with PTSD find CAM helpful. Click here to read the article PTSD Meditation, How It Works and How to Try It. 9. Mantra Meditation, Benefits, How to Try It, and More. Mantra is a Sanskrit term, with man meaning mind and tra meaning release. Think of a mantra, a word or phrase you repeat during meditation, as a tool to help release your mind. It can make a lot of difference, especially if you have trouble concentrating or getting in the right frame of mind. Many people find that using a mantra can boost awareness and improve concentration. Since it helps you stay focused, it could lead to improved results from meditation. Click here to read the article Mantra Meditation, Benefits, How to Try It, and More. 10. The 12 Best Meditation Apps in 2024. Meditation is a simple way to reap big benefits. But where do you begin? And how do you know exactly what to do? Good news, there's an app for that. Click here to read the article, The 12 Best Meditation Apps in 2024.